This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India and New Zealand signed the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, in New Delhi today. The signing ceremony was presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd Macleay. Finalized in December last year, the agreement grants 100% duty-free access for Indian exports across all tariff lines, benefiting diverse sectors. Under the agreement, New Zealand's $20 billion long-term commitment will support industrial growth, innovation, infrastructure, and job creation across the country. As part of the FTA, India has also firmly safeguarded its core interests by protecting sensitive sectors such as dairy, agriculture, and gems and jewellery through calibrated safeguards. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal said the FTA has been concluded in a record 9 months.
The free trade agreement is very comprehensive, very forward-looking. While it opens the doors for goods and services in a massive way, it also has an investment commitment which will encourage businesses to leverage the strengths and scale that India offers. It will also encourage Indian businesses to look at New Zealand market both for access in goods and services and potential investment. We are looking at partnerships also in the agricultural field.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, hailed the signing of the FTA between India and New Zealand and called it a landmark moment in the partnership between both the countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has also hailed the signing of the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement. Gem and jewellery sector has lauded the FTA between India and New Zealand. Campaigning ended this evening for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. A total of 142 constituencies across 8 districts will go to polls in this phase on Wednesday. On the last day of campaigning, leaders of all major parties made a last-ditch effort to reach out to voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a poll rally at Barakpur in the North 24 Parganas district. Senior party leader Amit Shah held a roadshow in Chandanagar in Hooghly district. On the other hand, senior Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee held a roadshow in South Kolkata, while another party leader Abhishek Banerjee addressed public meetings at Arambagh and Hooghly and later took part in a roadshow in Mahishtala. The Election Commission has reported seizures of over 510 crore rupees during the ongoing assembly elections in West Bengal. The poll panel has directed officials to guarantee elections that are free from violence, intimidation and inducements. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Gangtok this afternoon on a two-day visit to Sikkim. Soon after his arrival, Mr. Modi held a grand road show at Gangtok. A huge crowd was gathered to welcome the Prime Minister. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Pal Jor Stadium. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects of over 4,000 crore rupees. The Ministry of External Affairs today announced the appointment of veteran politician Dinesh Trivedi as the next High Commissioner of India to Bangladesh. Mr. Trivedi has served as Union Minister for Railways and Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare in the Manmohan Singh-led government. The government today reaffirmed that fertilizer availability in the country remains robust, with supplies consistently exceeding demand. Additional Secretary in the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, stated this during an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi on the updates related to developments in West Asia. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said there is adequate supply of LPG in the country and no distributor is facing any dry out. Benchmark domestic equity indices gained over 0.8% today, snapping a three-day losing streak. The Sensex climbed 639 points to close at 77,304, while the Nifty rose 195 points to settle at 24,093. In IPL cricket, hosts Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.